how about a word beginning with an H? He's
hauling it.
Mm-hmm. If there's a log across the road and it's too heavy to lift, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and
pulled it.
Another word?
Drug it.
Mm-hmm. And I have already
drug it.
And I will
drag it.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
A plow.
Are there different types of plows?
I'm sure there are different types.
Do you know the names of them?
No.
Okay. How about something that would break the ground up even finer than a plow?
A tiller.
Hmm. Is there another kind of thing that begins with an H? Spring tooth?
I don't know.
How would you pronounce H-A-R-R-O-W?
Harrow.
Okay. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Is that what I was describing?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
I don't know.
All right, do you know what you would call an A-shaped? I can't make an A with my fingers. How do you do an A? Well, anyway, it's there's an A at each end, and then there's a board across. And carpenters would use two of them and then put something across and saw
it's
in the
middle. It's a horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, that's what I call it, too. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And if you're doing that, you say, I'm going to
comb my hair.
Or
brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
And if you sharpen a knife on a little portable thing, that's a
whetting stone.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a big one that turned around, that's a
what's a
for an axe?
I don't know.
Is it grind something?
Grindstone.
All right. What would you put in a revolver other than bullets or shells?
I don't know.
Okay. They weren't using live ammunition. They were firing blank
cartridges.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a plank that children would play on?
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm. And if they're playing on it, they're doing what?
Seesawing.
Did you ever see a limber board that was, what is this, attached at both ends and you jump up and down in the middle?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about one that's anchored in the middle and children spin around on?
Yeah. That's a flying genie.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why it's called that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And how about something that's two ropes and a seat from a tree limb?
That's a swing.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry coal in?
Coal bucket.
Okay, since you burned coal, you certainly should know that. What runs from an old stove up to the chimney?
Pipe.
Is that the same as a flue?
Yes. Flue is made of pipe.
Mm-hmm. And a small vehicle with one wheel and two handles for
wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And the thing that you drive is called a
car.
And if something was squeaking in the car, what would you do to it?
Oil it.
Or what's another word?
Grease it.
Pardon?
Grease it.
Okay, you'd say, yesterday I
greased it.
And it got all over my hands. They were all
greasy.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did you used to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Okay. Any particular kind of oil?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
No.
Ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
Okay. And inside the tire of a car, they used to have an inner
tube.
And if you've just built a boat and you're putting it in the water for the first time, you're going to
float it.
Or
launch it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of boat would you use without a motor for fishing? Little boat.
Fishing boat.
Any other types?
Rowboat.
Okay. Do those have flat bottoms or pointed?
Flat.
How about the ends? Are they flatter?
No, they come kind of like that.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a pirogue or a John boat or a Joe boat?
Mm-mm.
All right. Or a bateau?
No.
Okay. If I ask you when you were departing for a trip, you might say I blank today.
I left today.
Or no, you're using it in the present. I'm using a form of go. You say I'm
going to.